take a minute here and read Gary's assignment from chapter 8, just because it's short, concise, but I think it really brings integration together. And I know I can relate to it, so I'm assuming there's other people on this phone call that can relate to it. So chapter 8, integration, by Gary. Integrating the Word of God into my life is a challenge. Not that I don't want to. It's just that I keep messing up on how to do it. I learned the verses as a child, but that became a chore, a reason for a grade. I was not taught how to live it. In business, I learned how to integrate new knowledge of how an air conditioner works, new technology and designs. I did not understand the other parts of business, and so they were left aside. Accounting, billing, collections, employees, all foreign to me, so I avoided them, leading to my collapse. Pat has brought me the integration of my business, kicking and screaming, but slowly learning that I need it. It only took 20 years to understand and know that there is still more to learn. Anybody relate to that? I know I can. And now, God. I found a church that has brought the Word to life for me. I am reading the Bible, enjoying it, because it is not a chore, but a choice. It is easier to integrate into my life when I understand what is said and what it means. I am by no means good at this, but I know and trust that I'm moving in the right directions. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all. So anyway, you know, I know for me, similar, different, you know, all our paths are slightly different, but I just can remember, I learned verses as a child. I think I even got a Bible for memorizing Psalm 100 in like the third grade, but I was never taught, I never understood how it applied practically in my life. And then one day, I begin to understand, and it's like the lights come on. And what is that? That's God working in our hearts and our lives. The light goes on, and we see how how it pertains every day to how I live, every day to how I move, every day to how I act. Then we think we got it. At least for me, I thought I had it. And then I decided to start a company. And then I found out, oh boy. You know, it was easy to set things aside and not I was doing in my company to kind of leave him at the door, so to speak. Or maybe he was coming along as a passenger, but not as the leader. And he has to lead, because without him leading, all kinds of crazy kooky stuff happens. We can get in all kinds of crazy and kooky trouble. And that's where integration is to allow Christ to be integrated in every aspect. Because then what happens if we're not, which leads us into today, chapter 9, what? The myth of stewardship. And we can think, we can check, maybe we got a checklist of everything we think we need to do to be a good steward. And then something's still not going right. Well, that's because we need to have Christ and the principles completely and fully integrated in everything we're doing. Family first. Several assignments came across this week, and they all said, everything is everything. Everything is everything. And why? Because we can't separate family and business, marriage, kids. They're not all these little compartments. And each one of those areas of our lives require 100%. And so it's obviously an impossible task to give 100% to every aspect and area of your life. So what do we have to do? We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, because that's the only way it's possible is through him. Anyway, let's pray as we go into chapter 9. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for everyone taking the effort and the time to do these assignments and to have them see how you're working. You're working in so many hearts and lives just through pushing us on to get in the Word, pushing us on to listen, pushing us on to pay attention to every aspect of our lives, that you care about every little thing in our lives, every little I that's dotted, every little T that's crossed, you care about it. And so we just pray that we would have such a care and take care of the precious gifts that you've given us. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And we do pray. All right. You know, Patrick was talking about, you know, at one point there about, you know, you booked $1 million in sales, but did you ask the question, what's the margins? Is there money for taxes? Do you have a contingency for the unexpected? I added that into my notes. You know, how much debt is justified to grow your business? And I know when I started a company, I had worked for a really successful, God-fearing Christian man. And he had a big company. And then he had a second company that was a development company. So in my mind, when I started a company, you know, I was going to... And the guy only had a 9th grade education. He I don't even know if he graduated from the 9th grade. But he had all this. It's a somehow... I thought that's what I needed to be. And you know what I did? I failed. Because I was looking at somebody else and I had this myth in my head that if I did X, Y, Z, I was going to whatever, you know, have millions of dollars flowing through my bank account or whatever it is. And, you know, that was that man's life. And he was able to do that, and he was able to steward that. I had to learn a hard lesson. That is not my life. And I had to learn. I had to learn, and God had to take me all the way down to zero so that I could learn to live in the wheelhouse that God has for me. Because I couldn't, if I had a company like that, I look now and I go, there's no way I could serve God, take care of my family, take care of my kids, and take care of the things that really matter. Maybe I could end up with money, property, and prestige, but there's no way I could take care of the things that really matter. So it took a lot of discipline and learning to be a good steward of what the Lord's given me and take care of what I have and, you know, and not worry about, you know, what somebody else's company looks like, but just be really worried about what mine looks like. And then not taking on debt. You know, I get all the time, I have to fill out pre-quals for some big general contractors. And they always want to know, what's your line of credit and how much money can you borrow from the bank so that you can, you know, cash flow my company, you know, or your this job that you're going to do for our company. And it's mostly, it's, well, you know, we don't really carry a line of credit. I have a, you know, I can loan, you know, anyway, it just gets crazy. And then they're like, you can tell, they're like, well, what do you mean? I go, you know, we don't use it. So, and it kind of takes them aback because everybody, you know, especially these big general contractors, they do billions a year. They got big, giant lines of credit. So they expect all their subcontractors to have big lines of credit. And when you don't have it, they kind of are taken aback a little bit. But then the balance sheet doesn't lie either. You know, our balance sheet doesn't show a whole pile of debt and it shows good and it shows everything in proper balance. So anyway, that's what stewardship's about. And you know, and then so we just keep going. And I love that Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I'm a God. He has a path for every one of us, and he has a way for every one of us. And it's just being completely 100%, probably 110% satisfied with what the Lord has for each of us. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can be good stewards. You know, there's so many scriptures and parables, I think, that Christ gave about being a good and diligent steward. And we thank you that it's not, yeah, it's impossible because we got all kinds of crazy ideas, and then the enemy wants to just amen our ideas. We come up with ideas, the enemy amens our ideas, and we think, oh boy, we're going to run this way or that way. But simply, we thank you that your word is truth. It seems this way, your scripture says, your word is truth. And so we can always have that place we can come. We find direction, we find your will, simply in just doing what's on the list that you have for us today. Not worrying about tomorrow so much, but just taking care of the precious gifts that you've given us today. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And we do pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.